Mr. President, there was a troubling report recently released by the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. It's entitled The Campus Debit Card Trap. The report from PIRG documents how colleges and universities across the country have signed deals with financial service companies to provide campus debit cards and prepaid credit cards to students. Sometimes these debit cards are linked to a student checking account, and many times the school's name will appear on the card. In some cases, the student ID card is turned into a bank credit card. We're also seeing colleges and universities make deals in which banks issue prepaid debit cards to make financial aid disbursements to students. Now, when they're managed appropriately, debit and prepaid cards can be a good thing for students. It can give them an effective way to conduct transactions and receive their student aid payments. But unfortunately, as the PIRG research found, some of these campus debit card arrangements raise some serious questions. Why did the U.S. PIRG title its report Campus Debit Card Trap? Well, you guessed it. Many students are being charged unreasonable fees that are costing them and the country millions of dollars. According to the U.S. PIRG report, 15 financial institutions have debit or prepaid card contracts with 878 campuses that serve more than 9 million students. It's a big business. 42% of all students nationwide go to school on these 878 campuses. It's a lucrative business for financial institutions. There's a lot of money to be made from fees on college debit cards, especially when you start charging fees on the billions of dollars dispersed each year in federal student aid. So the federal money is passing through these cards to the students. The financial institutions are making money in the process. As the U.S. PIRG report showed, some of the fees being charged are clearly unreasonable. One of the most egregious fees is a per-transaction fees on students for using a PIN number on debit purchase instead of a signature. One of the largest campus debit card companies, HireOne, currently charges students 50 cents every time the student enters his PIN number at a checkout. PIN-based transactions are supposed to be more secure than signature transactions. But this deal actually penalizes the students for using PIN numbers, which are supposed to be more secure. Another unacceptable fee is the ATM balance inquiry fee that some banks charge. This penalizes students who check on their balances to make sure they don't overdraw their accounts or incur an overdraft fee. So why would you discourage a student from checking on their balance so they don't overdraw their account? Some banks charge inactivity fees when a student's charged $10 a month if they aren't using the account after 6 months. In other words, if the student isn't using the card, racking up fees by making purchases, the financial institution still charges $10 each month, so it's going to get the money either way. And of course, there are mysterious fees like HireOne's $50 lack of documentation fee. That's what they call it. They recently abandoned this, not to mention the obscure and unreasonable overdraft fees. Not only do these fees eat away at the limited money these students have for books, food, and living expenses, but these fees also cut into taxpayer-subsidized student aid dollars. Student aid should be used to aid students, period, not banks. We should not allow financial institutions to take a slice off of taxpayer-subsidized student aid disbursements through unreasonable fees. And we shouldn't have debit card deals between financial institutions and colleges that leave students holding the bag. Colleges and universities should negotiate for the students, for the best deal for them, the lowest fees, the best consumer protection. And we need these deals to be fully transparent. Students often think, well, wait a minute, if the university is recommending this bank or this school ID or this debit card, that it must be approved by the school. The terms of the deal ought to be clear to the students so they can make the right choice. In addition, if a school receives incentives or kickbacks for providing exclusive access to the students, there's an inherent conflict of interest that at least ought to be disclosed. So I wrote a letter along with Senator Jack Reed and Congressman Peter Welch calling on the 15 financial institutions mentioned in the PIRG report to immediately discontinue several of the worst fees that were highlighted and disclose their contracts with colleges and universities. I'm pleased that some financial institutions are responding to this PIRG report, but more needs to be done. Fortunately, there are colleges and universities out there that are ready to step up. Soon after the PIRG report came out, I met with the president of a university in Illinois that uses prepaid Visa debit cards to disperse Title IV student aid. Students at this school were being charged some of the fees that were mentioned in the PIRG report, such as the inactivity fee and a fee for checking on the balance on your account. When I alerted the president of the university to these fees, he immediately responded and agreed that he thought that was just unreasonable. He said he'll work to promptly address this issue for the benefit of the students. Now, I hope other leaders of colleges and universities who try to convince students and their families that they're truly their friends will be their friends when it comes to these debit cards. In the days to come, I'm going to work with the regulators at the Department of Education and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and with higher education and financial communities to take the tricks and traps out of the campus debit card programs. Let's give our college students who are already borrowing money, deep in debt, struggling to pay their bills a break. Let's not increase the debt that they're going to carry out of school trying to enter into the job market. I thank my colleagues who are already working with me on this, and I urge others to join me.